number of newly classified documents dropped by 10% from FY 2008 to 2009, which I think is pretty significant.
And why is that important? Why does that matter?
Well, it means that the government is creating fewer new secrets than it had been. And even in a time of two wars, which we were in, and well, we still are, you know, we think it's significant that the number of new secrets, is continuing to slowly drop. And, you know, it has a ways to go before it's below the pre-2000-2001 level. But it's trending in the right way. And, you know, fewer secrets that they create now, then the fewer things that have to be declassified down the road.
And the overall backlog, which, you know, enormous backlog, but backlog reduced by 40%.
Yeah, that's a really significant drop that we think really says a lot, not so much about the initiatives of the current administration, but about initiatives that were actually begun in the Bush administration and now are being aggressively continued in this administration to get the backlogs down.
My perception, part of this is a lot more agencies just posting stuff online, making it, let's say, hold on, if people are requesting it, let's just put it in a public place where everyone can find it.
Well, that may account for the decrease in requests, or disillusionment may account for that, because, as you know, as a news media person, that the delay on getting information out of agencies can be very, very significant in some agencies. We hope, and this is something that I do know that the Obama administration is really going to begin, has already begun, but focusing on, is getting the agencies to do more proactive disclosure, more proactive dissemination, so that people don't have to necessarily do a FOIA request for every little thing, which, you know, that was something in the previous administration, things that you used to be able to call up a, you know, an agency person and just get. They made you go through the press office. They made you file a FOIA request, things that you had gotten in the past, you know, just sent to you. You had to file a FOIA request. But I think the cost may have gone up, partly because agencies were putting a whole lot of effort into reducing their backlog. And, of course, HHS and a couple others accounted for about 60% of that drop. So, you know, we think there's a good trend there, but we have to wait a few years to see how real it is.
I was talking, actually moderating a panel of FOIA officers, people who are really at the front lines of any openness that goes on, and they were saying one of the challenges that they face these days is all the low-hanging fruit. Those are largely done. They're getting FOIA requests like all the information that an agency has on BP about involving the oil spill. Well, that takes some time. That's a massive request.
And some of it's legitimate, but some of it also, and we know this from talking to agency people and also talking to folks in the administration, some of it is that a lot of agencies don't just pick up the phone and call the requester and say, okay, what is it that you are really looking for? And can we narrow this down? You know, are there things that, you know, that you really need to do your report or to do your study? So a lot of times when agencies pick up the phone and call the requester, they can negotiate it down.
Yeah.
So, yeah, people do very broad requests, and people that also do very specific requests that may have to go to multiple agencies. They really know what they want. And those are hard, too, because, you know, sometimes they involve all sorts of possible exemptions. Like I said, they involve other agencies. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's right that the easy stuff, you know, they're doing a pretty good job of getting that out, and one hopes they'll do more proactive stuff. But, yeah, it's going to get – and it should get tougher. People, it should be a last resort for people for things that really have to be looked at.
So give us a couple of the lowlights. What are some things that are perhaps not – you're not good in the same – not going in the right direction?
Well, I think the most disappointing number is the amount that's being spent in FY 2009 on declassification. And I have to emphasize for last year that it's last year. You know, it was one half of 1% of every dollar that was spent for securing secrets was spent on declassification. Now, that will have changed dramatically for FY 2010 because the new executive order on national security classification mandated the creation of a National Declassification Center, which has been instituted, and, you know, they've begun processing the backlogs, but they have to declassify about 400 million documents by the end of 2013.
Wow.
That's massive. Yeah, so there's going to be a lot of money going for declassification in years to come. And, you know, what effect that has on other parts of the budget, it remains to be seen. But I think we're going to see a dramatic change in that in FY 2000.
We're now, a year and a half into the Obama administration, still probably, eight months after the openness initiative, the transparency initiative has taken hold. Do folks, what's your overall scent with this report and just as a person who focuses on this, do people get it? Is it making a difference? Has it changed anything?
Where there has been a difference has been in the area of what the administration calls participation and collaboration, the sort of social media and the expectation of the public that they can interact much more directly with the government. So I think in those sorts of areas, I think, you know, there's still a lot of work to be done on the issue of actual participation in policy formation, because a lot of the blogs and all are black boxes. You comment and you never hear back.
Yeah. I'm starting a campaign on this pre-decisional idea.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think, there's...
Pre-decisional FOIA?
Well, just pre-decisional information, and I use the case of the Green Initiative, where they're requiring one agencies to reduce their amount of consumption, their carbon footprint.
Right.
And all those are submitted to OMB in private because it's quote-unquote pre-decisional.
Right.
Well, hold on. There's nothing secret here. There's nothing that's going to hurt anybody.
Right.
Somebody may be a little embarrassed, but...
a legitimate reason, and the Attorney General has said that.
The real opportunity for agencies to share those information. Maybe one agency has a good idea that another agency wouldn't have come up with, but the public might also as well.
Have good ideas to share with them. Exactly. And that's, you know, and those are not... I mean, there are legitimate reasons for agencies to withhold pre-decisional policy stuff when they're actually in the process of making policy decisions. And, you know, I get that. But I think you're absolutely right that it's one of the, along with privacy, it's one of the very much overused FOIA exemptions. So anyway, on the Open Government Directive, we think they actually have... The agencies have a long way to go on the openness, the transparency part of it, and actually making more information available. But, you know, they've put up a lot of databases, they've done a lot of collaborations, and, you know, those are boxes they can check off, but it's the hard stuff like calendars for the, you know, the
senior
head
officials.
Of the director, or, you know, their visitor logs for certain levels of officials in an agency, or contract data, you know, the stuff that really tells you about the nuts and bolts of government. And it, for instance, with the databases, how did they decide to use, you know, to collect that data? What do they do with it? It's very nice to have the data, and people can actually do a lot of really interesting and important things with it. But if you're going to have real transparency, you have to have the stuff that gets you to how government operates and what it's doing in your name and on your behalf.